Shemitah Shir by Mr. Deutsch, Reb Deutsch, Thursday night.
Last year we started to one of our ones in one of the five group So you do burn a lot of shemitah?
We kind of, we don't spread compost, we don't make any organic soil.
So what's the chesed?
The chesed is that...
Why wouldn't you do compost? But that's also... You said the guy used to make fertilizer. If you don't fertilize it, it'll die.
Only because of my science, more or less. Because since most things are, compost is not that good here. When you put compost in the ground, 25% of it breaks down each year. So if you put four tons of compost in a particular field, only one ton will be used this year. They don't do it next year. So another ton will be used from the compost every year. It doesn't have to have a full compost every year, so it counts as there anyway. But chemical fertilizer, we kind of fertilize it. It's not there before you put it in the watering system.
What I'm putting here is a grapevine. Grapes are planted near the ground level. The tree grows to this point over here. At that point, you take one branch going this way, one branch going that way, and the growth is put over here. Each branch on both varieties would give two plus the grapes. What you see over here is a menorah. That's the classical way of pruning a vineyard, is making a menorah out of it. And you have fingers that come up from it. These fingers actually were on the first year of planting, just like that. One branch came up over here. It had two clusters of grapes on it. The next year, after that, it was cut over here. All this was taken away. That's pruned. So the following year, we ended up with this. This was left during the winter. It was dormant. It was cut over here during the pruning time during the winter. We had this piece here was left. So that next year we had this going up and this going up. Two branches came out of this one spot. And next year what we'll do, in Pruner, right now, let's say right now, I will take this, cut this one completely over here, and leave this one, which will give us two clusters. So each year basically cutting back to almost to the main branches as you can. That'll give you two clusters of grapes that would be the clusters of grapes. If this was left alone, this left alone, next year we'd have a couple of patterns coming in, the following year coming in here, you'd have such a jumble, you can't get any grapes. So pruning in a vineyard is very important, very important. Now, since pruning is the lesson, we don't prune our sheep on a regular basis. If we have to cut the tree back on Shemitah, it's not done this way. It's done in another, we'll get to that a little later possibly. But this is called pruning. And therefore it's a something so pruning is a font, you have to do it. And you have to make a decision each way which one you do with which one taking off. And if it's not pruned properly, as I say, you don't have a grape, you don't have a crop that's viable. So since pruning is the nicer, we do all the pruning for Rosh Hashanah. For those who are reading the light of the 2020 is that the Quran wants to go to the city of the Quran.
When is the pruning season usually?
The pruning season is now. Right now. In the winter time, you have to all the leaves are called off. It goes also that the leaves all fall off. And then the plant goes to dormant. It's just like a tree. It's down here, the oak tree goes to dormant. Everybody can go to dormant. But most trees are dormant, including the other plants. So if you go to the field in the winter time, go to a vineyard, it looks like it's all just dry plants.
So you prune again?
You prune out. So this coming year, since we use the following year, it's coming year, we prune before Rosh Hashanah.
Again?
Yeah, the next year.
Yeah, for the summer?
Yeah, for the summer. Before Rosh Hashanah. We harvest the grapes.
Like an elf. When is the harvest?
The harvest is at the same time.
So you'll prune like right away, very early.
Right. As a matter of fact, I imagine some of the vine might be right there when it comes time to be foreshot. We'll probably have to make a deal with the winery to take the grapes off before the ripening, so we can prune the brush. How much get into it. The normal pruning shear.
Thank you.
if you don't do it, it reverses down as far as the classical for the mind of the three on the wires there's
it's a good idea to plant in the summertime.
Here's the ground.
Here's the ground.
You put a small sapling and it goes up to here.
Sapling looks just like this. That's all it looks like. It's only a small little thing. After it'll be grow, it's not growing immediately. If you don't cut this the following year, you'll end up with a lot of large, heavy branches, and the year after that, if you cut them off, will cause large injuries to the plant. And that's also part of the point. So in other words, on the shaky year, not old pruning, just coming by and cutting it down so that you don't have a lot of branches to the shaky year, that's also a little thing, and that you'll have a lot of shaky also. So there is a lot of work on sheep, you go, you think you need to sit there and write, you sit there, it's the field where it wants. It's not, it's not really so. There's a whole list of things that you still want to speak on, which I explained, right? You do this, like just taking a fruit tree, just cutting branches off, the lighting. Not really a fresh line, it's not something any special training for. So if you cut it in place of one, just keep the tree down a little bit smaller. That's what we assume. And that, according to most post-skip, is not welcome, that's what we don't want. And therefore, that usually can be done. It's not possible to hold as a rice, and if you have to cut it, it didn't matter. Zibul is fertilizing, either with zeba, zibul comes from zeba, zeba this is manure, compost. Chemical fertilizer comes in the same topic as that does, organic fertilizer. But chemical fertilizer, as I said, is not nearly fine, so it's less of a problem. Hashkayan is watering. We'll be more about half of the normal watering. Half to two-thirds of the normal watering, because otherwise the sheep can't handle it. It's used to getting water, the root structure is not deep into the ground. It didn't learn to search for water. It's given it to one of our growing flower. And you don't give it to them, they'll be a little bit of fine. Like you little kid, you know. It's used to getting this food on the table, and you don't have to be able to pick it up.
So the estimate is that it needs half the usual watering locally. That's all it needs.
Watering.
That's the estimate, that it needs half.
Yeah, it needs half. Yeah, we'll keep it going, okay. We'll have a smaller crop than usual. Slightly, not major, and all times it should be a few years. The idea that you would want to keep root structure strong. The next thing I have to do is Idur and Yipush. Idur is cutting down weeds and breaking the ground around the tree so that the capillary system doesn't lose its water. What happens is the ground, if you don't do anything with it, you do the tree right without nothing, without breaking the ground around the tree, you have a tremendous vibration of the water. It's just capillary action of water comes up from the lowest and kind of just vibrates into the air. Breaking the ground around the tree, breaking the ground is okay. If the tree needs that, like, almost like water, the tree needs the air and has to keep the water around. The fortune is cutting weeds with their roots. So you take them out there, which is more or less like a weeding instrument. And when you take the weeds away from the tree, so the tree can get the water that it needs, it also pulls up the ground underneath it. All of these things are also, by the way. Each one of these things is totally awesome in the garden. If you have another time these things, I wonder is if you're doing these to protect the tree that's growing and giving you fruit. But if you take care of the weed, take care of flowers, or take care of just and not have a garden on that size, you can't do any of this. These are strictly also. Resource is spraying. Spraying for usually spraying for pesticides or herbicides. Again, you spread the peripheral system is a spray if you can against weeds rather than doing weed work. If the tree doesn't need weed work, which is break up the ground, you don't do anything on shaker. A lot more sin that they make because when you move all the time on a regular basis on shaker, you see if you really need it or not. And you don't think it doesn't.
If you do the zebra need a regular shaker, on average, how long will it last? That covering for the whole thing?
Through the winter. After the winter, the ground cannot get dry. Then you pull the water compacts the soil, and then it gets dry and starts cracking. But if it gets cracking, because there are bombardment processes, it's not an excuse to break it up. The only time you can break it up is if it's a fruit tree that needs it, otherwise it's a fruit tree or the crop will be damaged. Then you do it then. Now you have Tarish and you have Ikur. Let's say both Tarish and Ikur are similar. But the difference is this.
Sometimes, now, I don't know if you're aware of
it's almost all trees that are grown, most fruit trees, whether it's oranges or lemons or grapes or apples or pears or oranges or any of the fruit trees, both grapes and apples, are not pure trees. Don't do that, that would be happy fruit trees and we don't want to, we want to test the only test tree. But for other trees, they are attempt on a root structure that's different than the tree. That's most usually depending on what the root structure is, because ground, the earth has certain parasites in it, whether it's nematodes or other parasites that attack the tree, eat the roots. There are certain superficies, root structures that are impervious, and therefore most trees that are grown today are planted on root structures that's impervious to the ground products, or some ground is more clay soil, some ground is more waterlogged, some ground is sandy, less water. The different structures have the ability to overcome whatever is in the ground that will make that may harm the crop, may not make the crop grow properly. What we want to use is a certain type of variety, and because that variety will not have on any root that we put on. So that let's say oranges. Almost all the oranges in the country, all the citrus trees are grown on pushkash. Pushkash is a wild orange that impervious to most of the clouds in the soil. And therefore the graft. That's called Markova. Markova is graft. You take a root structure, there's a tree growing, there's a root structure coming out of it. Here's a tree, let's say. Okay? Here's the roots of it. This root is not the Valencia orange or the Washington orange or the Shabuki orange, it's not the Semillon grape or the Cabernet Sauvignon grape, or it's a wild root. After it grows, the tree is cut, there's a trunk. Usually, a bee cut is put in foot. In a vineyard, actually the whole thing is cut off like that. On a tree, they'll make three or four cuts on the trunk of the tree. In this space, they'll take a branch, which will have the same cut on it, like a branch like this, and take this part, put it in here, wrap the whole thing around the bandage, and then this root jug is a wire root that can develop in any kind of soil that they're putting it into, will act as a root. The sap will go up and go into the variety of the one that grows. That's what you want, the variety of the one. That's called grafting. Okay? Harpa. There's something else called Harbracha. Harbracha is, we did Harbracha in the interview a couple years back. Very unusual, hardly ever done. Remember the class of grapes I showed you before? We had a problem in the vineyard. For some reason or other, we had about 150 trees, all in the same general area, that died. How did I find out how they died? Here I have a tree. Here I have a tree, that's a vine. Here I have a vine. When it came down to pruning, what we did, this was pruned like this, this was pruned like this, this was pruned like this. This one, that being pruned, we took it and we bent it over from here, bent it out and tucked this end into the ground, let it go again. So we ended up with it, we ended up next year with something like this. This piece went over here. Did the same thing on this vine over here. That was normal pruning. This piece here, we bent it over. This where the leaf was over here, sprouted roots. And this thing here is been growing over here. New sprout came out of here, new came out of here, and we ended up with the space of two vines with no root that were not there. We made one from this side, one from this side, and we were two dead ones, now there were two live ones. The problem with Rakha is that there's no oil over here at this point. 10 years, 15, 20 years down the line, if this is cut, gets cut out 3 years over here. Because this, as long as it's meant for mother tree, it's part of mother tree. As soon as you take it away, it gets cut all over here.
It doesn't have the biological structure.
No, it doesn't. Right, it doesn't. It could be good, it could be bad, it depends. Like it may be attacked by a parasite, maybe not. It'll be less yield possibly than this plant will, because it doesn't have a lot of structure. On the other hand, it's better than nothing.
Be careful
with the plant because the shade and yield and the competition for the nutrients in the ground. That little plant changes into one that's not doing very well. This way here, it's gaining nutrients from another plant as well. It gives its roots, but it's getting nutrients from here as well. So it'll grow, of course. Just when you go, you can't see the difference. The danger is that the first 2 years, when you come into pruning, they may, because this is not very much wider or thicker than this, they may prune by mistake. So you have to be careful in the pruning time. That the work is pruning to get out of our filling. After one year or two maximum, this becomes thick. There's no reason why we're pruning it. We've got to cut it off. So you know the field 10 years down, you can see this thing coming down. But nobody's going to cut it.
How many years before it becomes productive?
This? Right away. The same year. This will be fruit. This will be fruit the same year.
And a newly planted grapevine, how long will it?
Need 3 years of Arla, first of all.
But even after Arla, is it right away, right?
Oh yeah, it'll be plenty of fruit before it went to Arla. We have a concept of Arla that says, we'll put the silver over fruit in a box full of different fruits. We'll sell it.
says next time you write a poem.
There is a term, another way of putting it in sheet here, if you begin to report. There's a machine called a pre-pruning. It's a gang of, it's a bonus under a tractor, and a lot of blades, similar to something like a whole gang of discs and blades circling around. That is used as a pre-pruner sometimes. That would come across the air like a lawnmower. Straight across. It doesn't look how many buds are left on it. It doesn't cut off anything from the land that you want to grow necessarily. It just makes it cross. That is not called pruning. So if you have a problem, you really can't get it pruned properly, counting two buds and then cutting it. You get to each these branches, they're not all the same height. I may get one that's over here, this height, with two coming out of it. Make one over here that's this height, with two coming out of it. In pruning, this will be cut off properly over here, this will be cut off over here. But each branch is handled individually. In between. It is a branch this year. I'll cut one off, I'll leave this one here. That will grow a problem here, we'll have two buds on it. No, this will be cut off completely. This one here will be cut over here. One is cut off completely. The one that's not is less strongly cut off completely. This one will be left on the two buds or three buds, and that's cut off. Right. So I end up with this over here one over here. I'll leave this one over here. Let's say this is cut off completely. On a pre-pruner, just comes here, just. Well, so that's not good pruning. That'll be a boundary of pruning. So if you really, the constant of the other end, and then you get to it, you can do that for pruning as well. It doesn't pass the vineyard where it's supposed to look, but it's better than that, not having my soul. It's illegal to be branching on, so it's not right. You can't do that. So if you're not a pre-pruner machine, who goes out and that work is coming? And not to just cut it down with a circular saw or something. But it is a nice saw, right?
Do you use a regular key and cut it like that?
A what?
Do you use a regular pruner cut like that, or only you use a special
saw? This one here? Yeah. I mean, if you're doing that way.
What do you think
about it? We have to admit it, if I have this to show up, any questions?
The fact that Shemitah is now going to be a two abbots, so this year is relatively early life in general. Does that have any result? The fact Shemitah here. The fact that there's two abbots next year, so that means this year it's relatively early. Does that make any difference?
It makes big problems this year.
What?
It makes big problems this year. Have you ever heard of that? They're better to make this year Shasta good rather than farming here. Because the pruning season now is before some of the harvesting season. In order to prune before a shot, if I prune it when the fruit is still on the tree, there's no fruit left.
So the fruit are coming out later in the
fruit is coming out of Rosh Hashanah. So not all the vineyards, we have to have a lot of vineyards, but every variety has its own ripening time. Merlot grapes, Muscat of Alexandria, they ripen later. Even Carignan ripens later. So that the wine that we have to take will take grace before they're fully ripe, in which case they allow that one. You know, or else will harvest them regularly and go to multiple systems. Depending on what you're on, I think it works best. You're fully with us best. You're only 7 years now. What is the best in this thing? I'll tell you how it was once upon a time. In the old days, when we had a great English, and most of the river was a farming and agriculture, she became the American sector. I would go to my neighbor and get tomatoes, I would go to my neighbor and get oranges, I would go to my neighbor and get apples in season, of course. I can take as much as I can get meals with, which not very much, of course, for the day I have a family with 5 kids. So I go to my neighbor and get 15 oranges for the day. If I want oranges tomorrow, I can go again and get oranges tomorrow. But if they don't leave my oranges alone, they will leave the other fruits and other vegetables. To get them much meat was a deal. I think to try to get too much meat was a problem. But the moment I saw that problem coming up, especially when I said we're mostly not right close to the farms, and they established a basin which basically took buyers, basically comes in and takes ownership of the field. We sign over the ownership of the crop, not the field. We sign ownership of the basin. Then the basin acts as an agent. Each of you here can sign over the basin to the Oaks of Basin. You know the Oaks of Basin, you won't call it a store, or call it a commissary, where the Oaks of Basin distributes the Kushashia's fruits. And you pay the Oaks of Basin for the expenses of producing the fruit on hire as a field manager. So they just buy the express, they pay my salary. They tell me what they can do, as far as what work is done in the field. They pay for the work, they pay for the water that they use, they pay for the fertilizer they use, they pay for the workers. And actually I pay, because it's supposed to pay me at the end. But the point is that the other president acts as the agent of everybody sitting there. And they will go around and get the food for you, so that you don't have to say, you can see your work on it, you can go through all of them, and then reprogramming those more systems and all that sort of work you're doing, or investments. And so they'll make it useful, you have your Shia. That should be, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, but I bring this thing, I'm sorry. Let's say each vine, it's called a tree. Say this tree here is each vine. So how do you determine how many vines do you have in the field? Not hundreds.
No, not hundreds. About 95,000.
95,000. So how in the world do you determine which ones need watering? You don't look at each one to say, does this need watering, does that need watering? Like on a practical level, you just water all of them? You said you have to make a determination if it needs the water, no? I thought you said that.
Yeah, certainly, but it's individual crop, it's individual field.
You go with the field?
Yeah, they're 15 to 50, they have 20 women. Each of the federal programs, the units are 15 to 20 women each. So at that, I see you tell me, first of all, water is not very precious, it's not. You don't turn about the water, you turn around, it's about spraying, it's warm. The water is, you know that needs water with it. The spraying is not important.
Yeah, so you have on each field. The determination is made on each field?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it possible to tie up before she needs
Sorry?
Is it possible to do that? Is it possible to calculate exactly what you need to do with the timer before she needs up?
You can do this before she needs up.
No, or you need to tie up before she needs up. For in the bigger, it would be feasible to use timer.
Timer. People water their lawns with a
timer. It's not a timer. I mean, it's a timer by hand. Yeah.
So if you set the timer before she needs it, it's much less of a problem. Not doing a loss in the future.
The time is set by the week, not set by the year. It changes all the time.
As a farmer, how does Shemitah affect you
takes, I think
what?
It's a question. It's a question. that different from commercial, which money matters like that.
If your intention is to keep the wheat down by planting the wheat, well, why not plant something else other than wheat, like a hay crop or something that doesn't?
The same thing.
Where's the heck of the worst?
Never heard of it. They have a method to watch. They have a method to keep you out. They have some method to keep you out.
It seems that the Shemitah is the Rabbanan, and therefore, it keeps you very busy for the Shemitah year. It seems like you are very big with a lot of the Rabbanans. What point exactly do we hold, or in your field, the Shemitah come to us? Do you hold when the entire Jews of Israel come to us and then you're at work, or do you hold Hans of Yoga, in which case you don't work for a while?
I think the Shemitah come to us is a good idea. And I don't know what will happen when we get treated to the license. Because I don't know what the names look like. And I don't know how to read the names, they're both underway.